I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Monday the United States supports Egypt's fight against Islamic State, but reiterated that it advocated for free and fair elections in the Arab country.
So the U.S. is always going to advocate for an electoral process that respects the rights of its citizens to make the choices the citizens want to make.
Tillerson also said Washington remained committed to achieving a lasting peace between Israel and the Palestinians despite President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Emergency personnel continue the search for bodies and clues following a fatal plane crash in Russia Sunday that killed 71. Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
Investigators say they are looking at all possible reasons for the crash, opening a criminal case into the incident. They say possible causes include weather conditions, human error, and the plane's technical condition. Experts are now analyzing a flight recorder recovered in the wreckage, as well as plane fragments. The plane, manufactured in 2010, had been carrying 65 passengers and 6 crew. The passenger list showed many young people were on board, including a 5-year-old girl.
That was Scarlett Vitanovich reporting. South Africa's tense political crisis reached a peak Monday as leaders of the ruling African National Congress met to demand President Jacob Zuma's resignation after more than a week of unsuccessful negotiations. The opposition vowed that it is not the end for the nation's political turmoil, calling for early elections to replace Zuma. The opposition and many South Africans have been calling for Jacob Zuma to step down for years as he has sunk deeper into a growing, widening corruption scandal. This is VOA News. Associates of Mikhail Saakashvili, the former Georgian president-turned-opposition leader in Ukraine, say he was detained by masked men who they think acted on behalf of Ukrainian authorities. According to a post on his official Facebook page, Saakashvili was taken on Monday and is being driven to the airport in the capital of Kiev. Interfax Ukraine states a Ukraine Border Service spokesman saying that Saakashvili has been sent to Poland. The outlaw Pakistani Taliban confirmed Monday its deputy chief was among several militants killed in a February 8th U.S. drone strike in the Gorwek area of North Waziristan. Jeff Custer has the details.
Khan Saeed Sajna was believed to be sheltering in Khost and had ties to the Haqqani network, accused of staging high-profile terrorist attacks against local and U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Sajna was wanted by Washington for his role in terrorist attacks against U.S. citizens. Pakistani authorities also wanted him for planning major terrorist attacks in the country and orchestrating a 2012 jailbreak that freed about 400 inmates. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Kenyan lawyers are donning yellow ribbons this week to protest what they say are violations of the rule of law in the wake of opposition leader Raila Odinga's self-inauguration late last month. Mohammed Yusuf has that story.
Odinga has rejected a call from Western diplomats to recognize Uhuru Kenyatta as the legitimately elected president. Recently, Miguna Miguna, a lawyer who played a prominent role in Odinga's self-inauguration on January 30th, was arrested and faced treason charges. A court had ordered Miguna's release, but the government failed to comply and sent him to Canada. Miguna holds Kenyan and Canadian citizenship. Thursday, lawyers are expected to march in the streets to pressure the government to respect the constitution and the laws. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The United Nations is embarking on a year-long campaign to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the UN General Assembly. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was drafted in Paris in 1948. The declaration was designed to prevent the repetition of the horrific human rights violations that were committed during World War II. The common thread in the Universal Declaration is that of anti-discrimination, the belief that everyone is equal and everyone has the same rights. Human rights advocates believe in the Universal Declaration's resilience, but they acknowledge this essential document will be challenged in the years ahead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Canadians kicked off the third full day of Olympic competition in Pyeongchang, South Korea, by winning the team figure skating competition, finishing with a medal they had set their sights upon in 2014. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music now.